Still suffering from the loss of his father, artist Chris Simbauer, like many who have faced challenges, found his hopes and dreams in fragments, with no clear answer on how to recover his one true gift.
This was the piece of me that I had had since I was a kid, and I couldn't figure out for the life of me how to get it back. I needed to get back to my roots. I needed to get back to, you know, this. I needed to get back to painting, to using my hands. I needed to choose a subject matter that I was passionate about.
Chris had launched his passion for his art, so he went to the most likely place to find it. That place, the place in his heart, held for so many years for his beloved Chiefs.
That's always been kind of a running theme in my life, and I never really thought about putting the two together until I started a blog with a friend. What came out of that was sort of these pencil sketches, and that sort of transformed and progressed. Before I knew it, I was doing a weekly painting series.
We first really noticed Chris, I guess it was shortly before the Steelers game in 2009. He was a commenter on our site, and Chris put up this painting that he said was his. And it was incredible. You know, there were a number of people who didn't believe that, you know, this random internet commenter is actually like one of the world's greatest artists.
The entire Posterize series was supposed to be this organic project where, you know, I could get my name out there a little bit. I could showcase some of my talents. You know, and I also found a really cool niche that I was passionate about. That not only was I passionate about it, but I was the only person sort of playing in that playground.
There isn't anybody out there really doing this in the sports industry. This is kind of a new deal. I mean, the only opportunity for this industry to be captured has been through photography. But we can bring something else to the table and capture things in a way that photographers can't. What we bring is totally different, and we want to play too.
You know, I started to get approached by a lot of artists, actually, online, sending me emails on Facebook.
Chiefs fans responded very, very well to his paintings. We're all passionate Chiefs fans here, and to have such incredible artwork made just for you, and it's current, you know, it's something that I think a lot of people miss, is that he makes these things within a week's time.
Tebow tries to cut it back at the 15. Holly chasing, as is Kendrick Lewis. Lewis pulls it down, a fumble! Kansas City's got the ball!
He'll take a play that happened in the game the week before, and he tries to capture that play in a painting.
What if I could recreate this in a way that nobody had seen it before? You know, sort of drop you into another point of view or get you into an angle that you haven't ever been before.
You see that it's a Chiefs player, but it's almost like it's animated. It's got a lot more flavor to it.
They have so much life and spirit. And he really, it's like he's going for the essence of that moment in time. How cool is that? That's the objective.
Basically, on the first Friday of every month, the Crossroads District in downtown Kansas City opens up. There's hundreds of individual galleries down there. I mean, the entire area is this living, breathing art organism. It's kind of funny because you can walk down some of the busy streets during first Fridays in the summer and hear music. You can see sidewalk painting. You can see paintings inside the galleries. You can see performance art. There are so many different types of artists here that literally they fill the cracks. I think it's just the creative energy around here in general. You know, it must be something in the water.